I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. A minor league baseball team seeks sizzle in the most obvious of places and finds it and sells it. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
LeBron James returned to the Miami Heat on Thursday after missing a game due to a broken nose. And when he did return, he scored points on both the court and on the fashion pages, apparently. What did you think of his new sleek look?
Well, I thought the new black carbon fiber mask was extraordinarily stylish. And I did used to work for GQ, by the way, so I can say this stuff.
You can say this.
I can say this stuff. I think my favorite part of it, though, was he spent a week sorting through a selection of masks to pick just the right one.
On the first day that replica Brooklyn Nets Jason Collins jerseys were available, they outsold LeBron James jerseys. Is this an indication that NBA fans, the ones who buy merchandise anyway, were more than ready for the league's first openly gay player?
I think certainly the novelty factor of it all is something worth exploring, and I'm very happy about how this worked out.
Thursday night was a night of upsets in men's college basketball. Charlie, St. Louis, Kentucky, Iowa, Memphis, and Ohio State all lost to unranked teams. I don't know whether this is remarkable or whether it's just the kind of thing that's likely to happen at this time of year.
It's the kind of thing that's likely to happen at this part of the year. St. Louis was number 10, basically, because a lot of these things happened the week before. The rest of the teams are middle 20 teams who can lose to just about any average team in the country.
At least none of those games ended in a brawl, and that cannot be said of Utah Valley State's win over New Mexico State.
Yeah, I mean, Utah Valley State beat New Mexico State in overtime. It was a first-place game in the Western Athletic Conference. And after the game was over, a New Mexico State player took the ball and winged it down court in frustration. The problem was he hit a Utah Valley guy who happens to be the coach's son.
Oops.
So while we had Utah Valley people rushing the court in triumph, we also had a brawl break out in the middle of it, and the video is wonderful because right around the edges of the brawl, there's this guy dressed like what appears to be a chartreuse sperm cell jumping up and down with his finger in the air going, "We're number one, we're number one," because he didn't see the fact that there's this Pierce Sixer broken out in front of him.
Spring training games have just begun, and the L.A. Angels of Anaheim outfielder Mike Trout has already set a record. What do you do, sign the most autographs or chew the most bubble gum?
No, he signed for $1 million, which is the most ever signed for a pre-arbitration player.
A pre-arbitration player. I was going to say $1 million.
$1 million is boutonniere money otherwise,
exactly.
Yeah.
On March 15th, the San Diego Padres, a Major League Baseball team the last time I looked, will stage a promotion that sounds to me as if it belongs in the minor leagues. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's quite a thing. If you can hit a ball out of Petco Park, you will win season tickets to the Padres, which I think is a pretty neat thing. But you're right, it is very Asheville tourists.
I could do that.
And of course, Petco is notorious for being a launching pad. So it's not like, you know, you're trying to hit the ball out of dead center at Tiger Stadium or something.
But they're not going to let you, like, hit the first one and then hit the second one from the place where the first one comes down.
No, you're confusing it once again with golf.
On Wednesday, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a bill that she'd received from the state legislature that would have given Arizonans the ability to cite religious belief as a reason to deny services to anybody. My understanding is that the NFL may have been very relieved by Governor Brewer's decision.
Yes, Governor Brewer decided she was not going to let the bigotry of her state legislature demolish her tourist economy. The NFL said it was going to move the Super Bowl, which it had done once before. When Arizona was the last state not to recognize the Martin Luther King holiday, it was going to move next year's Super Bowl if this law was not vetoed. And you know what? If it takes, you know, corporate power and corporate money to get the governor of Arizona to do the right thing, then I don't have a problem with that.
Fans of the Oakland Raiders have been given their, quote, last chance by owner Mark Davis. Last chance for what?
To build him a new stadium or else he's going to move his team again. So this is some more blackmail. And if I was the NFL, I'd threaten to boycott the Raiders at this point.
I heard there's an opening right in the same state, south of
Oakland. Yeah, but they don't want to put a team in Los Angeles. They want the threat of a team in Los Angeles.
Reports surfaced this week that Jonathan Martin, who left the Miami Dolphins citing harassment by teammate Richie Incognito, is not interested in returning to the team. Do you think he gets a shot with another team?
I wonder about that because while there is no question he was right to do what he did sort of violate the code of the locker room, so I'm not really sure if he gets another chance.
Michigan State players received fossil watches, a new cap, and a backpack for playing in the Rose Bowl. What did Michigan head coach Mark D'Antonio get?
$3.64 million.
Wow.
It was a raise, actually, from $1.95 million. So Mark D'Antonio did better than the fossil watch.
I would say, do you know what a fossil watch is?
Yes, you dig it out of a rock and it has a little dinosaur with two hands that goes like this.
I love it. I need to play in the Rose Bowl. Super Bowl winning coach Pete Carroll returned to USC on Wednesday night. He used to coach there, of course, and he told the crowd on campus that he never would have been able to leave if he'd known that all sorts of NCAA sanctions would come crashing down on USC in his wake. Was anybody measuring his nose when he said that?
This is extraordinary because you would need a yardstick at this point. Of course he knew what was going to happen when he left. That's why he left!
I think I have before me photographic evidence that school spirit is on the decline at the University of Alabama. What do you make of the sign on the library door that reads, "Do not yell, roll tide" in the library?
It's a world gone mad, Bill. What can I tell you? How can you can't yell roll tide in the library? Where can you yell it? Everybody can hear you in the library.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other side of this story is it's okay to yell other stuff in the library?
I don't know. I'm fairly sure it's not safe to yell War Eagle in the library at the University of Alabama.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.